adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable with the world's best comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Ask for the Sunday newspaper that carries the Comic Weekly. Jungle Jim and Kolo are not meeting with much success in their surprise attack on Karnak's secret headquarters. They're being held at bay by the accurate and vicious machine gun fire that Karnak's machine gunner has been spraying all over the top of the ridge of rocks that shelter Jungle Jim and Kolo. While Karnak has been successful in stopping Jim's sudden attack, he hasn't been able to summon help. For when he ordered one of his native houseboys to crawl out under the cover of darkness and make his way to a signal fire on a nearby hill, Jungle Jim's accurate aim brought down the native before he could cross the open ground in the rear of the log cabin. Failing in his first plan, Karnak's fiendish mind is working on another dastardly scheme. He's left his post in the bedroom and gone to speak with his machine gunner.
Well, they plugged our native boy, eh, Chief? That makes it tough for us to get help now.
If that blithering idiot had followed my instructions, he would have been perfectly safe. The blasted fool had to run right out in the open where they could see him. That moonlight makes it almost as bright as day out there.
Well, I'm glad of that, Chief. Gives us a better chance to see what those guys out there are up to. Hey, every time they pop their heads up an inch, I can spot them.
It's too bad your aim isn't better than you could hit them.
There's nothing wrong with my aim, Chief. I couldn't sweep those rocks any cleaner if I used a broom. I got them stopped cold. They can't come any closer. And if they'd only get just a little careless, I'd plug their heads with a stream of these machine gun bullets.
Well, there's one consolation. They're running very low on ammunition. Whoever it is has that rifle. He's only got two more chances to use it.
Hey, that's right, Chief. And as for me, I got enough right here to hold out for a week. I'm only using it now to keep them from moving around. I got a good break now. But wait till that sun comes up and it gets hot down there. They'll be getting thirsty and trying to get water. They won't be able to stand that heat for too long. They'll be forced to come out in the open.
Yeah, that might be all well and good. But I don't like the delay. How do we know? They might have help coming in tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right, Chief.
Now, Sparks, I'm not going to wait the rest of the night and half of tomorrow for them to show their hand.
Well, what else can you do, Chief? Looks like the only way, unless you or me try to take a chance to signal a native.
Oh, no, Sparks. No, it's not going to be you or I. I've got another idea. I'm going to use someone else.
Say, you don't mean the dame down the hall, do you? She'd make a break as soon as she got loose from the place.
I'm going to use our pretty little prisoner. But in a novel, a little method of my own, Spark. And it's a surefire plan, too.
Well, you're the boss. I guess you know what's best. And, well, you're right 99% of the time.
I'll show those fools out there what a big mistake they made trying to rush me. Whatever you do, keep that gun working. Hold them tight behind those rocks.
Right.
I may make one more desperate effort before daybreak.
Okay, Chief. You just fix up whatever you're going to do. I can take care of them. They won't have a Chinaman's chance to pull anything on me. I'm keeping this machine gun nice and cool now. But if they get reckless, I'll let them happen.
Good. I'm going to call on our prisoner. He's going to be very, very useful to us now. Sorry to disturb you again, Mr. Vrill, but it's rather important.
Quite all right. You're not disturbing me. After all, you didn't expect me to sleep through this little private war you've been staging, did you? It'd be like trying to sleep through the Battle of the Marne.
Very good. I'm coming in to see you.
Well, Mr. Karnak, what's going on in your demented mind now?
You'll think I'm demented when I'm finished with you.
Well, I noticed you sent one of your poor defenseless natives to his death.
Never mind that, Mr. Vrill. One native, more or less, doesn't matter.
Oh.
This time, I'm playing with much higher stakes.
Very well. Let your hair down and tell me what you want me to do.
Well, first, Mr. Vril, I'm going to leave you this lamp.
Yeah?
I want you to get out of that dressing robe and nightgown and put on some serviceable clothes. I've got a little job for you.
Well, that's nice. May I inquire as to the nature of this little job?
I'll pardon your irrepressible feminine curiosity, Mr. Vril, and leave while you dress. There'll be time enough after that to explain my little plan.
And if I refuse to cooperate in this scheme of yours?
There's time enough to decide that when you're dressed and ready. I'll leave you now, Mr. Vril. And I must warn you not to try to signal those men on the outside. You might cause one of them to stick his head up a little too far. And that would be fatal, as my man Spock is very proficient with that machine gun.
Okay, you needn't worry. I'll just concentrate on getting ready for your little surprise.
That's very sensible of you, my dear. And remember, I'll be standing outside your door if you do decide to attempt any foolishness. Now hurry, Mr. Vril, and don't forget, the door locks when I go out.
Thank you. I'll be ready in 5 minutes.
And on the outside of the besieged cabin, Jungle Jim and Kolo, hugging the protective shadows of the rocks, keep their eyes on the cabin ahead, eagerly watching for the slightest move in the shadowy darkness of the long porch.
You don't see Karnak at window now, quiet one.
No, he's probably off somewhere, cooking up another half-baked scheme to fool us with. Well, I wish that machine's going to get tired and take a nap.
Look, Tuan. Light come back in room where you see signals before.
You know, Kolo, I'd give a lot to know who Karnak is holding prisoner up there.
Yes, Tuan. Maybe I take chance. Go back to girl on beach. Ask her, Tuan.
I don't think it's safe, Kolo. That bird with the machine gun has too good a view. He's getting pretty darn accurate with that gun of his.
I try. Move around the rock. Just a little bit, Tuan. See, maybe.
I'll be very careful, Kolo. I can't afford to lose you.
I crawl around now. Maybe he not see.
Get back, Kolo! There's no use trying to put anything over on that bird up there. Just stick close to that rock and don't move. Remember, Kolo, he's got the advantage.
Yes. Look. Look, Tuan, up at window where signals come. Someone put lamp against window and look out.
You're right, Kolo. And you see who it is.
Look like woman's face, Tuan.
That's it, Kolo. It's a woman, all right. And maybe it's who we thought that S in the signal stood for. Shanghai Lil.
Missy Lil in plenty bad place if she be there, Tuan.
You're darn well right, Kolo. Especially if Karnak finds out who's attacking him. He'll certainly take out his revenge on her. And, you know, he's dangerous enough to combine torture with his murder.
Be bad. Maybe girl on beach have sister, Tuan.
No, I don't think so. Or the governor would have mentioned it when he told us about Judith.
Girl face go from window now, Tuan. Take lamp away.
Yeah. Well, maybe she'll signal again. We'll have to keep a close watch on that window. Tell you what, Kolo. I'll keep my eye on the window while you watch that machine gunner and the rest of the house.
Careful of that, Tuan.
What's going to happen? The machine gunner's getting active again.
Maybe someone try to get out of house again, Tuan.
And let him try. We got the last one. We got a good chance of getting anyone else who tries it. Look, look, Kolo. There's the face of the window again. Got that lamp in her hand.
Maybe it be some new kind of signal, Tuan.
She seems to be just standing there looking out. She doesn't seem to be trying to cover the lamp or signal with it.
Come to window with lamp. Machine gun start shooting, Tuan.
That's right, Kolo. There's nothing in that. Say, look. Maybe that's a trap for us. They might think that we would get curious every time that lamp appears in the window and raise our heads up to get a better look. Then the machine gunner would have a better chance of getting us.
I think you're right, Tuan. Girl's face gone again. Not see lamp anymore.
I wish I knew who's in that room. What she was trying to do. You know, Kolo? We only had a flashlight. We could signal her.
Maybe we yell. You think she hear, Tuan?
She probably could, but before we could shout loud enough for her to understand who we were, that machine gunner would start that gun and drown us out.
Maybe we find some way to signal her when daylight comes.
And that won't be long now. The moon is going down. Imagine it's between 3:30 to 4. Look, Golu.
Yes.
There's the girl with the lamp again. She's looking out.
Man shoot machine gun. Every time lamp shine, girl come to window.
Yep. And she's gone again, and he stopped. What the...
Hey.
Look, Golu. She's thrown that lighted lamp out of the window.
Huh?
What in the world did she do that for?
That one on the floor of the porch. Oil from lamp catch fire.
Why, that'll start a fire up there. Well, look. Look at those flames leap up. Why, it's spreading all along the floor.
Flame's getting high, Tuan. Reaching up now to end of roof.
Good Lord, Cole. Those sun-dried shingles will burn like matchwood.
Yes.
That whole cabin will be a mass of flames in a few minutes.
Good for us, Tuan. Men run out. Light from flames. Show them.
You're telling me. We got to be careful. We've only got two cartridges left, and they must count.
Look, Tuan. Flames catch on roof.
Yep. Burning the post holding the porch roof up.
It fall now pretty soon. Fire spreading quickly. Man with machine gun not move. Still stay in window. I see flames.
Yeah, I can see him. He's got nerve, that devil. He's waiting for us to make a run for it. Then he'll let us have it. Well, we'll stick here and watch that fire. He can't stay in there much longer. He'll have to come out. Boy, boy, look at those flames looking up that dry wood. Why, in 5 minutes, that place will be a flaming inferno.
Triumphantly, Jungle Jim and Kolo watch the hungry flames lick the dry wood of the cabin, spreading along the floor and roof of the porch. Soon the whole thing will be a mass of flames. And what of Shanghai Lil, who took this desperate course of action that set fire to Karnak's cabin? She is helpless to escape, for she's locked in the room and Karnak has the key. Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Popeye the Sailor, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google and the Little King, the impish antics of Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kids, the immortal Mickey Mouse, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.